So this funding piece is really critical. Here are a couple of papers, one from A Current Opinion in Environmental Sustainability from 2017, and another article as well, that show that national commitments fall way short of sufficient financial commitments of that it would be sufficient to safeguard nature. In this paper here by Rashid Sumaila, who's actually a marine biologist, basically highlighted that 4 times the current level of investment is required to meet conservation needs. So we're only spending a quarter of what we should. And that the benefits of doing so, if we actually do this, far outweigh the costs. And so there's a lot of economic benefit of actually making investments in biodiversity loss. But that overall, nations need to commit an increasing domestic mobilization of finance toward biodiversity. So this has to be done. The question is how. And this, basically, the findings that we were doing so poorly, the CBD has called on the parties to it to be bold and really increase the ambition of their national targets, to actually make it part of policy and talk about it in public. I didn't hear anything being talked about with biodiversity. I don't even think the word was mentioned in this presidential election that we just had. Certainly climate change was on the docket, but not so much biodiversity. So we need to intensify progress on implementation. We need to increase support and resources, especially to low-income countries where, again, remember, much of the biodiversity we want to save resides. High biodiversity is correlated to high poverty. So these low-income countries will need, even though they are signed on as parties, they're going to need funding to be able to implement. And we have to take responsibility as consumers in the United States. We need to ramp up global ambition to achieve this goal. And of course, there's always the need for accurate and regular reporting of the progress being made